Hey guys, on this week's episode of Flirty Dancing, we have some really saucy topics for you, including how far is too far when flirting on the dance floor? Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Not gonna pop your locket with me? Thank you. Don't make me do this by myself.
The wave goes.
Bring it back.
And it brings it back.
Bow. Hey guys, welcome to the Flirty Dancing After Show. I have my lovely co-host with us today, Jackie Ray. She's our resident sports expert. Right. And of course, Alfie, our resident dance industry expert.
You know me if you know me.
And you know me, Addie, a diamond, here to help you love this show even more. All right, you guys, give me your initial thoughts. Let's start with you, Alfie, on this show.
Another amazing, great episode. I believe that this is like a very well tailor-made experience for the audience, for those involved. I feel like they have a great, something to bite into. It's like a great burger. I want to see love. I want to see these moments. I wish you could guarantee, you know, that's why you date. That's why you do the apps, or you do the going to the bars, or going to the blind dates, or going to the speed dates and all this other stuff, because you want these instantaneous moments of hopefully perfection. And sometimes it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and this is the kind of show that kind of provides that for the audience and the people involved. Bang.
Absolutely. Jackie Ray.
All that. I actually really love this show. I think some of it is cheating. I think that when you automatically have the slow song, there's automatically some extra chemistry there. I would like to shout out every DJ in LA though, the next time I am in the club. Please play that slow song for me. I wanna cheat. Not like that. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yes, we know. So I wanna start talking about, you know, what we thought about our main singles. Mm-hmm. So, of course, this episode is Danielle and Jordan. Mm-hmm. We start off with Danielle. Seems like a real strong-minded, professional, entrepreneur woman. Mm-hmm. She's racing cars. She has her own business. I mean, almost, you can almost tell kind of why it might be difficult for her to have a relationship, find time for it, or, you know, find it in herself to be more vulnerable. But her first date, of course, was with, what was his name?
Jason.
Yes.
Jason.
Which is
the pilot.
We like Jason.
Yeah.
We did.
We like Jason.
Yeah. You guys, tell me your thoughts on Jason and
when it comes to her suitors with Jason and Cody, I thought they were both amazing guys, mm-hmm. for one. Mm-hmm. They brought different things to the table. I thought with the way her life is so encompassing with business, if I was her brother and I was picking, I would be like, yo, you know, Jason's that guy. You can travel and go and do your business to make it international. But I really saw the chemistry with both of them. Even Jason and Cody had great chemistry with her. I thought the choreography was amazing. But, you know, I don't know. I thought that they were both great fits.
That slow song is what sealed it for Cody. I think what I really loved about Danielle, though, was her dad, you know, because she kind of reminded me of myself, with the exception of that manifest list that was a little extra. Write it down. You know, if you can see it, you can achieve it. But I just really I think she has a lot of the same problems I've had in my dating life, whereas, like, the way that my dad loved my mom is just the most amazing thing ever, and I've always been that person that's like, if I can't get it like that, mm-hmm. I'm just not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. So I have all these walls because mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, my dad wouldn't, nope, mm-hmm. my dad wouldn't, and so I kind of cut people off. But at the same time, I think that, you know, her dad probably does give her great advice, mm-hmm. and while I think Cody is super cute, like, as far as attraction wise, I think he was the more attractive of the two. Mm-hmm. I just don't think dad is going to be team Cody.
Right.
I was just going to say, it might have to do with the height. I saw he was mad taller. That would mean you prettier. Just go put that out there too.
You prettier
for the shorter guys. Like Jason, the pilot, I was like, he might be shorter, but, you know, Cody was kind of tall.
But they were
and
both
that also, I hate that. cheating too.
But they were substantially both way taller than her.
Yes.
So I don't know if she'd be able to really tell the difference. But if we're going to talk about height, I just don't like when really tall men date really short women.
Right, because you might accidentally step on them or something. How you see
it? Not even that. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay, I'm 6 foot.
Okay, so you have the same.
We have this issue. Right.
Oh, Jesus, why are we all getting some numbers, ladies? I mean, I'm 5'10". I'm a quality.
You're not 5'10".
I am.
Not on any good day are you 5'10".
I am on a good day. I'm 5'10". No, that's what my license plate say.
Okay.
All right.
But my license.
We'll let you keep it, okay?
Right.
Oh, man. This got dark really quick. It's okay.
But back to the manifest mm-hmm. list, I did agree it was a little long
mm-hmm.
and when she was done like listing off all the things she wanted, I was like, you need a girlfriend, like right. You just need a best friend,
right.
Because you need, she's like, just basically needed somebody who did all these things, went to yoga and
right.
Did this, and was like, the only manly thing I really heard in there was race car driving. And so I very much was, it reminded me of I don't know if you guys know Dan Savage, he's huge in the gay community. He's an activist, and he has his own podcast, whatever. But he always talks about how people try to find the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, find your 0.65. Find right. your 0.70. Like, there is not the one.
Right.
And I think that... I said the wrong name. I really think that Danielle, and a lot of women, even myself included, would... That was a huge roadblock because mm-hmm. of those expectations mm-hmm. and because of those lists. And because you don't want to have... make an opportunity happen for you with that 0.65.
Right.
So I think she had some, she, both people were kind of 0.65, 0.70s. The really thing that might be interesting was that, what's his name? The personal assistant. He was
Cody.
Cody. He's a personal assistant.
That's why dad's not going to approve. Dad's
right.
gonna be
and
right.
she's a business go-getter. Right. And like, so
And you're dating a guy that is really good at bringing you coffee. Like, I just don't right. think.
I wonder, yeah.
Oh, hold up. This bashing.
I throw shade.
Hold up. I have to stand
for
on my square.
For her personality, I'm saying.
And, well, in the sense of, I didn't mind even, I feel like people should know thyself, shoot for the stars. As far as knowing what you think are things to shoot for, because it will always be a variation of things what you possibly will end up with and actually be happy with. And even Jenna pointed that out, like what you
right.
think will make you happy isn't necessarily
right.
what will make you happy.
Right.
And you should, you know, take the time and press those boundaries of what do I want out of life, and then realize what actually makes you happy out of life.
Right.
So it was one of those things where,
how does somebody make you feel?
You know, how do they make yeah. you feel? Him being a personal assistant means he's probably more catering
yeah.
and nurturing to your needs, and depending on what kind of business you have, that may be the better thing. I like the pilot guy because I felt like it was a situation where he's clearly as busy as you. If it's something that you can relate to on we're out here go-getters and you're accomplished, I'm accomplished, I think there's ways that those different scenarios could have matched in well with her life regardless. But there is the fact where you have to accept that you will find the truth within searching for it. Not necessarily what you go into is exactly what it is, or even expecting that to not, like, you should want everything on your list. But you should also accept that what real love
understand
is may not
who
have to do with
it. Understand who you are and what it is you're looking for.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. So when she does her first dance with mm-hmm. the pilot man...
Pilot man.
Yeah, I'm much better with, like, giving people names that are not their names,
right,
but what
too.
They do, because that's a better, I think, description of them. But, you know, in the rehearsal, how do we think that he did in the rehearsal when, you know, just doing the moves and...
I think, to be honest, he had an easier time going into the rehearsal simply because he said, you know, I have two left feet. And he's like, oh, you got to put your best foot forward. And he's like, which one is that? Like, mm-hmm. he knew he wasn't a good dancer.
Yeah,
so he
good
took,
sense of humor.
He had great sense of humor. He took directions very well. Like, we mm-hmm. saw that once he was given one tip, he instantly got it.
Mm-hmm.
He went in there eager. He definitely wanted to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he has a competitive nature or not, but I definitely could pick up on the fact that he was like, no, I'm here to do something. I want to mm-hmm. put my, I want to win, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought he didn't give himself enough credit because I thought he did really well in rehearsals. Mm-hmm. I thought he did really good.
And I think that also attests for Dominique Kelly, who was a choreographer mm-hmm. for them. Great piece. I think he made them comfortable. I think a catalyst of the show is the choreographers that they get involved. The environments to the chemistry of learning how to, I don't know, the odds of, oh, I got to learn this dance and then also get this connection with a stranger. Mm-hmm. It's so important for that to be set up correctly. And I felt like with the rehearsals you saw, you know, from the lift or the catch, it was well executed and also well prepared. Mm-hmm. And that's a testament to the show on how great they did with the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And going to Cody and his moments in rehearsal when he's having to, he had a realization almost, you know, like she's putting her life or body in my hands and I have to be the one to lift her and not drop her. And it was like for him that moment, like I do have a responsibility greater than just myself. And I thought that was beautiful. And I think it allowed him to kind of step up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's perfect for her because she needs somebody to really to match her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think, and she even said it while in the dance, she's like, he's strong, you know, so she felt that. And in the dance, I felt like he was very playful and
yeah,
silly,
very but fluid.
Yeah, very, very good. But
to your point where you were like, oh, being tall is cheating. Like I kind of felt like even though yeah, I think the slower song was cheating as well because you always can.
And something about nighttime. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's something about the nighttime. The nighttime lights. That it's like I don't know.
That, yeah, that is. He got to be dressed up. He was a little bit more elegant. Like I was definitely
that dress
proud
is
of.
Bomb,
right.
The green
everything
dress is bomb.
Just flowed. I thought. I was really proud of Jason because I can tell he's not the type of person to let his guard down. So in that manner, I think they picked the right song for him to get him out of his shell. I don't think they necessarily picked the song that gave him the best chance to win. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that with Cody, you know, there was that moment of what looked like fear in his face. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, you want me to do what? You know, and so because he is tall and strong and then he has to lift her, then she has this moment to feel vulnerable and then he has this chance to be the protector. It's all set up for Cody to win. It just really is. And you know, I think that women, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to do gender roles, but they're a real thing, you know. And as a woman, sometimes when you're in the presence of a man who makes you feel safe, that's going to trump everything else. And I just don't think Jason was given a real opportunity to make her feel safe.
Yeah. And so I agree with you. On top of it being fun and playful and not, you know, really being vulnerable, allowing people to be vulnerable, it's the first dance, and it's fast-paced and upbeat. And I kind of saw that I don't know if it was she was rushing or trying to lead or, like, I don't know, but at moments I caught them being off and her, like, quick step jumping. It's a very jumpy, bouncy dance.
Right.
And so a few times I caught them being off. And so I was kind of like, oh, damn it. You know, like, it's the nerves. It's just another thing stacked against him. So I agree with you. I mean, it's...
He just wasn't given the best chance.
He wasn't given the best chance.
I think he was the better choice.
It was a great setup if he was going to be her best friend. It's like, we vibe, but we have a very friend-zone-y dance.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know, if I was in his shoes, pushing some kind of seduction in that would have made that more electric, I think. I think if you played a bad boy version of having fun, would have made that like,
like
I walked
James
out
Dean
and I made, you know, I met this, you know, little gangster guy and he's dancing with me, but he's like, I think that would have, but he was having
allow
so much, and it's getting to, like that whole getting to know you, when you're doing something like choreography, can go either way. It could go, oh, we got this task to do together, or we're just vibing and getting lost together. And that can determine if a partner responds to you. And it's both still positive, but like, yeah, you're my friend. Oh, my God, you're doing great.
You want
to
go to
or like, oh, my God, something's tingling.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Well, we have a whole second half. And I mean, the second half was like, I was like, jumping and bouncing. Like, I can't sit still when I watch the show at all. And the second half was amazing.
It was.
Okay, so, you know, I don't want to like rush through it because it's saucy. But what were your thoughts on the second half of the show?
Okay, so I have a lot of thoughts on the second half of the show, but before we get into those, I just kind of want to tell you guys really quickly, thank you so much for hanging out with us while we are talking about Flirty Dancing, because we love being here on AfterBuzz and we can do what we do because of you guys. So if you are watching us on YouTube right now, hey, how y'all doing? Make sure you give this video a thumbs up and subscribe. Make sure you check out all the shows on AfterBuzz because there are a lot. If you want to see them, we got them. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure you subscribe as well. Give us 5 stars. And again, thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah. All right,
right. So second half. First of all, how they thank you. Thank you. You know what I mean? But the I love the second half of this show. Mm-hmm. Especially, I got to give a shout out to the production team who did the kind of teasers going into commercial because we were excited. You and I were like, oh my God, what happened? What happened? What happened? Mm-hmm. As soon as everybody came out, I was like, this is the 3 of the most attractive people I've seen in this situation on this show so far.
He was so hot. Jordan, yes. Tall and like nice body. I was just like...
He reminded me, though, and you guys are probably going to look at me like I'm crazy. That won't be the last time, trust me. But he reminded me kind of a hotter version of the guy from You. The serial killer guy.
Oh, really?
He gave me serial killer vibes.
Yes.
But in a very sexy way.
He gave me the stalker guy, crazy ex-girlfriend.
See, so I'm saying. So
the guy
who
was crazier than the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
he kind of had that look to him.
That's
what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah, that's
he gave me that kind of like, I don't know, check his basement vibe. But I mean, I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah,
I like him too.
He was really attractive. Mm-hmm. So the first dance was with Mary, the nurse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And... it went well. I could tell she was very nervous, mm-hmm. and I could tell he saw it. She was much more stiff in the actual dance than in rehearsal, mm-hmm. which is obvious.
I mean,
that's understandable. But at the end, when they go to sit down on the stairs, well, first of all, there wasn't a lot of eye contact mm-hmm. from her. That's how nervous she was. And that's hard for somebody to feel connected to you when you're not giving them eye contact. And then when they go to sit on the stairs... She's still, like, he's trying to look at her. And I know the producers are telling him, at the end of the dance,
make eye contact,
mm-hmm. stay like that, you know, because mm-hmm. that's part of the show. We want to be in love with them. And she just wasn't doing it. She mm-hmm. had her head down. And, you know, he gave her, like, an arm rub, like, trying to comfort her. But I think that hurt her. I mean, she's adorable and she's really cute, but he couldn't get a connection. You know, they were both like, oh, my God, after. But that's just, like, the whole butterflies of everything. So, of course, then you get to the slow song and you get to the second person and it's at night and, you know, it makes that scenario and environment mm-hmm. so much easier to, like, fall in love. Mm-hmm. And what do you... I mean, I think they fell
in love.
I thought
his initial reaction to Mary was like, oh, my God, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because there was that moment where he's at the bottom of the stairs and he looks up at her and he's like... He had that moment where he had to take a breath. And I think... her opening move, because I remember I looked at, okay, girl, like her opening
like her
move,
little,
I was like, oh, she got it. And then it was just downhill from there. Like, I saw her looking down a lot, mm-hmm. and he definitely is a gentleman. He shook the You vibes for me, the serial killer vibes for me, on the first dance, because while she was looking down and being nervous, I could see her shoulders going up, and he definitely tried to comfort her.
Yeah.
So I totally understand why she was like, oh God, I hope he picks me. Because again, here's a man making her feel safe.
But he was even, you know, to go into the next one, before he did the second dance, he was like, I don't know, pretty much saying, I don't know how I'm going to top that, how the next one is going to top it, unless it's exactly the same or better. And so we go into the next dance, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't really like her dress.
The dress was terrible.
I was like, I don't like... updo prommy looks, and so I was like, oh, like, but I loved her vibe in the very beginning of first meeting her. I'm like, she seems way warm-hearted, mm-hmm. even though the other girl's a nurse and she's used to taking care of people. I just felt like she had that warm soul, mm-hmm. and he needs that because he's a single father, you know, whatever. I mean, he probably, I don't know what exactly their situation is, but you know, he's got a daughter to take care of, hasn't dated in 5 years. He needs that person who's super caretaking and warm, and
so
like,
he passed on the nurse.
Well, I felt like it was, you know, the choreographer, Sharna Burgess. It was a lot for the first dance because it incorporated the stairs. It had, you know, the theatrics of him jumping over her and all that, and I thought that was epic. But as far as actual get to know you dance, it Well, I wonder, you know, what is the level of, you know, spectacle compared to the level of how much the chemistry is involved with these dances. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing an intense dance, I don't care if you're a professional dancer, it's very hard for you to concentrate on anything other than the dance. And having, you know, moments without practicing with that actual person plays into it. So it was one of those situations where I could understand how she was caught up in, especially, you know, wanting the best. Because it's like, it's not only am I meeting you and I'm dancing with you and I'm trying to figure out this, I know everybody's watching this. And I don't want to look like the worst person in this situation.
The guy that's really attractive is watching this. Exactly. You know, like,
you know what I'm saying? I could see how that played in, and then for the other one, it was on the stage. It was kind of set up for more of a dynamic of less
allowing them to connect.
Yeah, more connecting moments rather than concentration moments, which is like that give or take to trying to make a show like this.
Yeah, right. They definitely need to balance out, I think, those aspects of each dance.
Or have them do the same dance, which may make it boring, but then you could chop it to where you could be like, this is actual, he's experiencing the same, because it allows for just, you never know what's going to hit a person's heart. And there's all kinds of, some people like upbeat songs, some people like slow songs. I don't think there's necessarily a set mode on what is the winning mode for what you're looking for your heart. Because you're talking about your life and what you want to experience. Hopefully this dance moment lasts forever feel.
Or at least whether make it's,
and I'm happy forever, who knows?
If they're not the same song, at least the same beats per minute. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like the same tempo.
Something environment. To where there's a level ground. I feel like
not the same environment, but just
even
just
daytime to nighttime is kind of unfair, because I'm like, you feel a certain way in the daytime than you do when you're like at night,
and you feel a certain way on stairs versus a flat stage. So
I love the fountain stuff, though. Has been excellent.
It's really beautiful. Well, a lot of it is for our entertainment, not necessarily for them to actually find love. I mean, I think that's a good goal at the in life, but I think a lot of it is to entertain us. In which case, it really does, So let's jump into that. How far is too far when flirty dancing? Mm-hmm. So
if you don't know that our Oakland A's players, serial killer guy, ends up kissing Kristen.
Yep.
Yeah, like they've not even heard each other speak. They don't know each other's names. The song ended. They're gazing into each other's eyes and they kiss. That was quick for me. Mm-hmm. But if I'm being honest,
that's real. Mm-hmm. It happens sometimes.
I've done that.
I love seeing it happen. Mm-hmm. I was shaking in my chair just as much as, Jenna was.
Right. And I loved it.
I loved it. And so let's go into our special segment. Shall we?
With the how soon is too soon.
But wait, though. I got to add to the part of, you saw how with his eyes he asked for her approval three times.
Yeah.
He did the hair wipe. Is this happening?
Okay.
He did the, so I'm going to do this again. And bring a, are we really doing this? And she had to go, it's okay. It's okay. And you know what? I'm okay with this. Yeah. And then he kissed her. I saw that. Which made that weird and awkward. Time. But also was like, see, he's a gentleman. He wasn't just going to go for it and then figure it out later. It's more like.
So was it too soon? How? What's the soonest you've kissed somebody?
I've kissed somebody on the dance floor when I was just like, we dancing. Oh my God. That happened. But I feel like it's never too soon as long as it's been properly approved. Like, y'all in the mode together, y'all in the vibe together.
Yeah.
I feel like those are just as impactful as your long-term relationships. Those times you was like, I went to this party, I met this, and it's just, oh my God, it was so amazing. I think that adds to the quality of life of, you never know what you're going to get. Life is too short, without going too overboard.
And you guys, if you are watching right now, please comment below. Tell us when is too soon to have your first kiss. If you're like any of us and you don't have a problem with it and it could happen like this, that's great.
That's great.
Right. We like you. Welcome to the club.
We like you and welcome to the club. Woo. So let's get into news.
All right, news. So, ladies and gentlemen, this amazing show has switched dates of airing. It airs on January 25th.
The final episode of the season.
The final episode of the season. Yeah. So no more weekdays. We on the weekends.
Yep, for the final episode. So, I mean, why do you guys think that's happening? Like, it's really confusing. I'm in love with this show, so I can't imagine it's going away, but what is going on?
Usually when they feel like, you know, it becomes a situation where I think this is an amazing show. It depends on viewership. I think it necessarily hasn't had the best, but that doesn't change, like, its impact on where it can go or where it can be. So we'll see.
I think it's a reality show that's missing reality. Some of these people have fallen. You know what I mean? There's no way this guy with two left feet walks in and just nails this dance on the first take. Mm-hmm. And I think us as viewers, we're so used to the drama. And yeah, no, there's no way. It's impossible. It did not happen. You can't sell me that. No. So I would just think that us as viewers, since, I mean, even if you don't, okay, like, if these are the best dance, let's go with that. Mm-hmm. And let's just show you the people that didn't make the show and let's show you why. You know what I mean? But there's no way. And I think that as a reality show, it might be missing the mark a little bit because, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a lot of shows out there that bring some sort of create some emotion in you. Maybe there's not a lot of drama and we're not seeing like them falling or like having a breakdown. I don't think the show necessarily needs that. I think it's bringing out a lot of emotions in me.
But even
it's just so fun to watch.
Your favorite romantic comedy, there are some blunders in that. You know what I mean? And that's real life. You know what I mean? And I get that they're trying to play on the whole human nature and connection and all that, but sometimes there's blunders and connections.
Well, I think it's an amazing show.
I love it, but
I think it's great for the family, and we'll see where this goes.
Oh, yeah, real.
But now, no weekdays, weekends. Saturday, 25th, I'll let you.
Final episode. You guys, thank you so much for watching. We really freaking love you. So, you know, where can we find you?
You can find me on all things social media at JRayTheFanatic.
And you can find me at Alfred Nolan Thomas, too.
You guys, and you can find me at Diamond Baker on Instagram and Twitter at NotYourType, NOT_YUR_TYPE. All right, everybody, have a wonderful evening. See you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.